A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Mem Gimel, Baba Kama 43b, pagination 86. Towards the end of the page, the last five lines, there's a two dots. V'chein beven o bevas. The Gemara is focusing on psukim, a specific pasuk, in Pashas Mishpatim Perek Chaf Aleph, dealing with a case where an animal killed a person, Rachmana Litzlan. In Pasuk Chaf Ches, the Pasuk described if a Tam did it, then in Pasuk Chaf Tes, if a Muad would do it, and the Pasuk says, Gam Ba'alav Yumas, if an animal with a track record to kill now killed, then the owner as well has a death warrant on him. Im kofer yushas olav, but he has the ability to do a redemption. He pays kofer. And then the pasuk says, O ben yigach, o bas yigach, kamishpat hazeh, the halacha is the same if a son or a daughter would be the one that this death blow was inflicted upon. Now this son and daughter is understood to mean a child, because it's in contrast to isha o isha, an adult. So ben or bas is not just that they have a father, so they are considered a child. A child meaning underage, not just that they're a son of a daughter or daughter of somebody. So the halacha is saying that even if the ox gored and killed a child, this law would be the same, that the animal would be put to death. The question which our Gemara will address is, why was such a pasuk required? Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, O ben yigach, o bas yigach, l'chayev alaktanim kigedolim, to obligate this law to be imposed, to kill the animal, even if the animal killed a child. Now, that is indeed the halacha, and we're willing to accept that. We're not challenging the rule. What we are challenging is the need for a pasuk to teach us that rule. And similar to the Gemara that we did in last session, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, where Rabbi Eliezer said there's a special drasha, Ubal Hashar Naki, that the owner would not have to pay Chatzi Kofer based on a pasuk. And Rabbi Akiva challenged him and said, what do you need a pasuk for? Of course there's no such thing as chatzi kofer when there's a tam, being that tam pays migufo from the animal itself. And if the animal's going to get stoned, then there's no value from which to pay kofer. Rabbi Akiva wasn't challenging the rule. He was challenging the need for the drasha. You don't have to learn it from a pasuk. So here also, we acknowledge that if the animal killed a child, the animal gets killed. Our question was, do you really need a pasuk? As follows. V'halo dinhu. Isn't it logical? Ho'e v'chayev adam ba'adam, v'chayev shar ba'adam. There's an obligation when a person inflicts on another person, and there's an obligation when an animal inflicts on a person. Ma kishachayev adam ba'adam. When a person inflicts on a person, lo shna ben ktanim ligadolim, it makes no difference whether it's a child or an adult who was inflicted upon. Af kishachayev shar ba'adam lo tachlok bo ben ktanim ligadolim. It's logical as well that when there's an obligation of an animal inflicting on a person, there should be no difference between a child and an adult. That's step number one. we don't see the reason for a pasuk to include children. They should be included because when a person inflicts, they're included. So why shouldn't they be included when an animal inflicts? Va'od kal v'chomer hu, in addition to a mere logic of comparative nature, there's also a kal v'chomer where you see that one is stronger than the other. Uma adam ba'adam. When you have a person inflicting on a person, shalo asa bo ktanim ki gedolim, a child is not equal to an adult. Meaning, if a child inflicts on someone, he's not obligated the way if an adult inflicts, the adult is obligated. Chayev bo al ktanim ki gedolim. Nevertheless, if the child is the recipient of a damage, there is obligation on the one who inflicted the damage. Shar ba'adam, sha'asa bo ktanim ki gedolim, when it comes to an animal inflicting on a person, that if the child is the owner of the animal, there is obligation that we would put the animal to death, and there's no difference in ownership of the animal between a child and an adult. So in that case of animal inflicting, where you see children are equated with adults as far as if they're the ones to inflict the damage, or their animal inflicts the damage, eino din shechayev al haktanim kigdolim. So certainly you see that we're equating children with adults, and if the child is the recipient of this inflicted damage, it should have the same halacha as if he was an adult, same rule. So we have two reasons to say that if a child was the one who received this death blow, that the animal should be put to death, just like if it inflicted this death blow to an adult. There should be no difference between children and adults. One was a logic, one was a kal v'chomer. Either way, why do you need a pasuk? And the Gemara answers, lo, it doesn't work like that. Im amrit, adam ba'adam. If you say this when a person inflicts on a person, shekin chayiv ba'arba'a devarim, there are four additional levels of obligation besides regular nezek. Meaning, if you're comparing case where damage was inflicted person to person, you see a certain severity to damage that's inflicted, because there's an additional four payments. In addition to nezek, there's tsa'ar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. Toma b'shor she'enu chayev b'dala dvarim. You can't simply compare when an animal does damage, because an animal doing damage is not obligated in those four additional payments. And therefore, there's a different way to look at whether these two are comparable, and if you could extrapolate one from the other, and therefore, since there are differences, Talmud Lomar, you need the pasuk, o ben yigach, o bas yigach, that when such a death blow is inflicted on a child, the halacha is the same, lechayev al haktanim ki gedolim, to obligate even when a child was hit, like when an adult is hit, and we're not able to simply learn it out from the cases of damage. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.